This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The U.S. House of Representatives on Friday passed a $1.66 trillion government funding bill that provides record military funding and sends emergency aid to Ukraine hours before a midnight deadline. Reuters correspondent Tamara Lindstrom reports.
On this vote, the motion is adopted.
The hard-fought legislation was approved by the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives on a near-party-line vote. Its passage averts a government shutdown, which would have forced federal agencies to furlough workers and shutter non-essential services beginning at midnight Friday. Ukraine would get nearly $45 billion in new emergency U.S. aid. The debate in Congress over the bill was punctuated by a visit Wednesday from Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky.
President Vladimir Putin on Friday told Russia's defense industry chiefs to up their game to ensure that the Russian army quickly got all the weapons, equipment, and military hardware it needed to fight in Ukraine. Putin made the comments during a visit to a center for arms manufacturing. French authorities say a shooting targeting a Kurdish cultural center in a busy Paris neighborhood left three people dead. VOA's Diane Roberts has more.
A 69-year-old suspect was wounded and arrested. The Paris prosecutor opened an investigation for murder and attempted murder. She said the suspect had recently been released from prison after attacking migrants living in tents, and that investigators were considering a possible racist motive for the shooting. Within hours of the attack, Kurdish protesters clashed with police, who used tear gas in an attempt to disperse them as they tried to break through a police cordon set up to protect the interior minister who had arrived at the scene. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is VOA News. More than two-thirds of the U.S. population was under extreme weather alert on Friday as a deep freeze covered much of the country ahead of the holiday weekend, thwarting travel plans, knocking out power to homes and businesses, and causing at least three deaths, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
With a column of bitter cold that stretched from Texas to Montana starting to march eastward, the National Weather Service said more than 240 million people in the United States were under some sort of winter weather advisory on Friday. Forecasters said a blizzard over the U.S. Midwest had formed into a, quote, bomb cyclone over Lake Erie. The extreme weather disrupted households and holiday plans just before Christmas. More than 4,000 U.S. flights were canceled Friday, according to flight tracking service FlightAware. Along the East Coast, the Weather Service said rain and westerly winds pushing seawater to shore could cause 3 feet of shoreline flooding.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump is reacting to the House January 6 Committee's final report, AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
A 69-year-old suspect was wounded and arrested.
On his social media site, Donald Trump calls the report highly partisan and falsely claims it didn't include his statement on January 6th that his supporters should protest peacefully and patriotically. The committee did include that statement, noting that he followed it with false information about the election and language calling on the crowd to, quote, fight like hell. The report says the central cause of the violent attack on the U.S. Capitol was one man, Donald Trump. I'm Rita Foley.
Facebook's corporate parent has agreed to pay $725 million U.S. dollars to settle a lawsuit alleging the world's largest social media platform allowed millions of its users' personal information to be fed to Cambridge Analytica. That's a firm that supported Donald Trump's victorious U.S. presidential campaign in 2016. Terms of the settlement reached by Meta Platforms, the holding company for Facebook and Instagram, were disclosed in court documents filed late Thursday. It will still need to be approved by a judge in San Francisco federal court hearing set for March. Sam Bankman-Fried and other FTX executives received billions of dollars in secret loans from the crypto moguls Alameda Research, the hedge fund's former chief told the judge when she pleaded guilty to her role in the exchange's collapse. Caroline Ellison, former chief executive of Alameda Research, said she agreed with Bankman-Fried to hide from FTX's investors, lenders, and customers that the hedge fund could borrow unlimited sums from the exchange. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.